Well, next, the top earners in the country are based in Dublin, while the lowest earners are in Donegal. That's according to the latest study by the Earnings Analysis Section of the Central Statistics Office. The jobs with earnings in the top 1% are predominantly held by men. Well, a short time ago, I spoke to Eimear Heffernan of the CSO.
The report looks at the distribution of earnings across the country in 2023 in terms of both gender and county. I suppose one of the main things we looked at was the gender representation across total employment, and we saw that it was split relatively equally in 23. So males counted for about 51% of employment, while females accounted for 49%. And I suppose one of the most interesting things that we saw was the difference in terms of the top earners. So almost three quarters of the employments with earnings in the top 1% were held by men, in comparison to approximately one quarter held by women. But we did see that the proportion of women in employments with earnings in the top 1% has risen in the recent years. And it's risen from about 21% in 2018 to 26% in 2023. And of course, this will vary from sector to sector, depending on what type of employment people are in.
You also looked at earnings spread right across the country. What did you find?
Yeah, so we had a look at the earnings by county. So we saw that Dublin had the highest median annual earnings in 23 at almost €48,000. And this was above the national average of just over €43,000. And I suppose most notably, people in Dublin had earnings about €13,000 more per year than those in Donegal, which had the lowest earnings.
You explained earlier that the workforce is evenly split between male and female, but this varies greatly according to the sector. Talk us through some of the findings there.
Yeah, that's right. So across the total employments, it was relatively equal in 2023. But I suppose in different sectors, that changed. So when we looked at the construction sector, I suppose traditionally this would be a male-dominated sector. And in this case, men accounted for 86% of the total employments, and then they accounted for 95% of the top earners. And then when we look at other sectors such as education and health, where the total workforce was mainly women, men still accounted for around two-thirds of the top earners within those sectors.
Eimear Heffernan of the Central Statistics Office speaking to us earlier there.